Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 16th day of Adar Aleph, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Nedarim, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Aleph. The first four Mishnahs of this Perek will deal with Nedarim that are expressed, that the text of the Neder that he expressed was correct, but the reason that the Neder is not going to be valid is because what was in his mind is not the same as what came out in his mouth. And you need both to be in sync, the mouth and the heart, before neder can be a valid neder. Arbo nedarim, there are four types of nedarim, of vows. Hitiru chachamim, that the chachamim said, they're absolutely null and void, you're not bound by them whatsoever, you don't even need to go to a chacham to get released from them. Nidre zeruzin, nedarim that are made to encourage the person to do something, or to encourage others, your friend to do something. Vinidre havai, Vinadorim that are made in an exaggerated way. Vinidre shagogos, a vow, a neder that's been made with a mistake, under a mistaken thought. Vinidre oinsim, or nedarim that were made under duress. Nidre zeruzin ketzat, how does that work? Hayomoicher chepetz, he's selling something. And the buyer is haggling, they're bargaining over the price. Ba'omer, and the seller says, koinem. I hereby declare, koinem is like a korban. It's a colloquial expression, korban. I hereby declare as a korban this particular food or something. If I ever sell this less than a seller is 4 dinarim. Bahala omer, and the buyer says, koinem, I declare as a korban, I'll make something else as a korban. She'eni moisib lacha ala shekel. I'm not giving 1 penny more than a shekel, or 1 cent more than a shekel. A shekel is, of course, 2 dinarim. So this is where they're standing. Sello says, making like a neder, that it won't be less than 4 dinarim, a seller, and the buyer says, no, not less than 2 dinarim, a shekel. No more than 2 dinarim. And then, Shneim writes in Bishlosha dinarim, says the Mishnah, both of them effectively are agreeing to 3 dinarim. They only really meant to urge the other one. That the seller's trying to bargain down the buyer, or trying to bargain up the buyer to pay a high price, so he starts off at a 4 dinarim. But really, he was quite happy with 3. The buyer, too, starts off at 2 dinarim, but he would be happy with 3 as well. So since, basically, they agree on 3 dinarim, even though they threaten and make a neder like that, it's not really a valid neder. And therefore, even though they end up selling it for less, or the one person selling it for more than what they thought, what then their neder was, the neder is totally not valid. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, afa roitzel lahadir es chaveira sheyachal etzla. Also, if a person wants to, let's say someone's friend is begging him to eat with him, and he's pleading with him, and then the fellow says, nope, he says, that's it, I make like a neder, the fellow who's pleading with him to come says, I'm ushering my properties on you like a korban if you don't eat with me, by me. That too would be a nidre zeruzin. It'll be like a neder which is only used to urge the other person to do something, and therefore not a neder. The Gemara explains the Mishnah in this way. It's actually missing. It should be koinim nechosay alecha im lo tocha leitzli. That would be an example of, again, a korban of a neder, which is only zeruzin, only used to urge the other person to do it, and therefore not really a neder. Now, the Gemara explains that here the Mishnah is about to tell us another din. And it's actually missing a little bit, and it should what should read into the Mishnah is the following. Harotza shelo yiskaimu nedar of kol hashana. If a person wants to ensure that his vows will not be valid, any vows he makes throughout the whole year are not valid, Yamoid Beresh Hashanah V'yomer, he should stand on the day of Rosh Hashanah and say, Oimer, all our Mishnah says is Oimer, Kol Neder Shani Osid Lidor Yehu Batel. Any vow that I'm going to make in the year is hereby declared batel, is nullified, null and void. And that'll take care of all the Nedarim that he'll make during that year. There'll be batel. As long as his mind is remembering that neder that he made, and therefore the condition will apply. Why is that? Because basically, if he remembers it, then means that he's relying on that condition to mevatel an eder. If, however, he doesn't remember that eder, he completely forgot that he made that disclaimer at the beginning of the year, then from our Mishnah it sounds that he would be obligated to keep the eder, because it's not governed by that disclaimer. That's how some understand our Mishnah. There are, in fact, two different opinions in the Gemara how to understand our Mishnah and how to read our Mishnah. In fact, Abaye says that the text in our Mishnah should read not as long as he will remember the time of the neder, but rather, Abaye says it should be as long as he does not remember the condition at the time he made the vow. Why? Because if he remembers the vow, the Tanai, the condition that he made him the vow, that means that despite that condition, that disclaimer, he still wants to make the vow. That would make it valid. It would not be uprooted by the neder. So according to Bayer, the Mishnah is telling us that this would only help us if he does not help him, if he did not remember the Tanai, then it's governed by that disclaimer that he gave at the beginning of the year. Rava, however, says no. Rava says, keep the girsa of our Mishnah, keep the text as it is, as long as he remembers the time the neder. Aye, what does that mean? It means he remembered at the time that he makes this new vow. He remembers that he made a condition, but he can't remember on what vows he made the condition. And in such a situation, if he simply says, I'm doing it, al das rishon, I'm doing it to whatever I said, I'm having it covered by this condition, then the neder will be bottled. And if he doesn't say that, well, then he's indeed has uprooted his tanai, his condition, and his neder will be valid. On the outset, it looks like there's a machlokes between Rav and Abaye, but most Mefarshim learn that there's not even a machlokes Rav and Abaye. And really, even Rav agrees that if he completely doesn't remember his tanai at the time of the neder, then his neder will not be a neder. And even if he remembered sometime later, that doesn't matter. Aye, the Mishnah says, that he does remember the time of the neder. So they say that what Rava is doing is, Rava wants to tell us a new din. And that is, that he remembers that he made a tanai, he made a condition, he just cannot remember what the tanai is, then it will be valid, and the tanai will be cancelled by this condition. But according to most Mefarshim, again, Rava is not arguing with Abaye, and indeed, he also holds that when you do not remember the condition that you made, the disclaimer, that's when the disclaimer will actually come and work, and then the neder will not be a neder. Mishnah Beis, Paragimel Mishnah Beis. Nidra, we're going to give examples now of those four categories of nedarim which are not going to be a neder, not valid. Now, we've done Nidra Zeruzin, we've done the nedarim, the vows that are just made to encourage or to urge a situation. Now, let's go to the next classification, the next category. Nidra Havai, exaggeration in a neder. It will not be a neder. What does that mean? What's an example? Omar, the fellow says, Koinam, I hereby declare this food is Koinam, is like a korban. I tell you, if I didn't see on this road, there were so many people, it was as many as came out of Egypt. Now, that's 600,000 people that came out of Egypt, just men. Or he says, Koinam, Olai Meichel, he says, I make also this food like a korban. Im loy ro'isi nochosh kekoras besabad. If I didn't see a snake that was as thick as the beam used in the olive press. Now, these are clearly nedarim which are havai, which are exaggerated, and the snake that he sees does not have to be as thick as a beam, and the number of people down the street walking down that highway do not have to be as many as Yitzim Tzraim, and it still will not make him keep that vow. That vow is not necessary. The vow is not valid still, because he only said it as an exaggeration, but he didn't really mean to make a neder. Nidre Shgogos, what does it mean? The third category of nedarim, which are not a valid neder, and nedarim that are under misunderstanding. Im achalti im vim shalsisi. He says, I hereby declare this food is like a korban if I ate and if I drank today. He thought he didn't need a drink yet. Viniska then remembers, oi, shachal v'shasa, he did eat and drink. Does he have to worry about the neder? No. Because he did it under the impression, thinking that he did not eat and drink. Another example, he says, Shani Oichel Vishani Shosa, that I will drink or that I will eat or that I will drink. He says, I'm making this food off forbidden to me like a carbon if I will eat today or drink today. Vishachach, then he completely forgets that neder. Vachal Vishosa, and he ate and drank. These are Nadorish Gogas. These are called Nadorim, which are done under misunderstanding, under error. They're not valid. And whether he forgot and he made the neder, whether he forgot about the neder and he was over a neder, in all cases, it's not a valid neder. Or if he was shogeg and he was over his neder, it's not considered as breaking his neder. Omar, if a person says, koinom ishti nanesli, I make also this thing like a carbon if my wife has any anah from me. She's not going to have any anah from me. No benefit from me. Shagon was kissy. She stole my wallet. Shehiksas bin ill. She hit my child. And he did that because he was angry. He thought the wife had done that. Venoida, and then he finds out. Shalohikata. She didn't hit him. Didn't hit the son. Venoida shalohikata. And he finds out that she did not steal his wallet or purse. The neder will not be a neder. Because if he would have known that she hadn't stolen the purse or hit the child, then he would never have made the neder. Again, that's called a neder under error, made in error, not a valid neder. Another example, he sees some people eating his figs, taking figs and he's eating them. And he thinks that they're strangers, not family or anything. And he says, Hari Aleichem Karban. He says, those figs, they're also to you like a karban. Benimtzu Aviv Echov, turns out that the people there are his father and his brothers, who he couldn't recognize initially. Had he recognized them, he would never have said these words. He would never have asked like a karban. And there were other people with them that he would be quite happy to make also them in a karban. But his father and his brothers, no. Says the Mishnah, Beishamay Omrim Hein Mutarim. Beishamay say, father and the brothers are allowed to have the figs. The neder is not applicable to them at all, because he never intended to prohibit or make the figs also like a korban for his father and his brothers. But, Umashi Moin Asurin, the other people standing there, they are also in the figs, because he did intend to make a neder in respect of them. Basil say, no, they're both mutter. Since the neder is bottle, is nullified, as far as the father and the brothers are concerned, it's also bottle, it's also nullified, as far as others that are with them as well. Basil hold, a neder that is partially released or partially broken is completely released. And if it's not a neder as far as his father and his brothers are concerned, then it's not a neder completely at all, even as far as the others.